This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Heart disease, the number one killer in America today, continues to be that way. And that's our topic this morning. Dr. Rishi Saxena, the doctor, is in to help you this morning. Our number is 893-1450. Don't be bashful. We're not going to ask your name or anything like that. But if you have had problems with your heart, maybe somebody close to you has had a heart attack. We'd love to hear from you because your story this morning can help somebody else avoid having a heart attack or a stroke. Maybe a change in your lifestyle could do that as well. 893-1450 is our number. Dr. Rishi Saxena with us this morning, the heart doctor. Dr. Saxena, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Good to have you with us this morning. And are there some warning signs? It seems like every time I talk to somebody who's had a heart attack or something, their stories are a little bit different from the others. Is there a tried and true thing to tell people, if this happens to you, you need to get to the emergency room quickly, or you need to take an aspirin, or what do you do?
Sure, Robert. Thank you, Wickley. I appreciate the opportunity. And sometimes the symptoms are clear-cut, like, you know, you feel chest tightness, you feel pressure on the chest, or somebody's sitting on your chest, heavy feeling, then you know there's something wrong going on with the heart. But sometimes people may have atypical symptoms like jaw pain or pain in left arm or tingling or shortness of breath or feel like indigestion or burning sensation. So if you're not sure, actually, you know, something going on in reference to those kind of symptoms, one need to get it checked out rather than just ignore those symptoms.
I think probably we have that bad habit of saying, well, let me wait a day or two and maybe it'll go away.
Correct.
And that's definitely when it's your heart. You don't wait and see if it's going to go away. I understand that women are getting more prone now to having heart attacks. And oftentimes with the women, either their signs are so mild, whatever it is, often it's not even known that they're having a heart attack until they have it.
Absolutely. I mean, women have more often atypical symptoms, and the disease, although it does occur slightly later in women, but it's one of the top two killers in the woman also, actually. So I think, you know, if women having some shortness of breath, just not feeling right, or indigestion, or feel like weak or pressure, they need to be careful and make sure actually they get it checked out rather than ignore those symptoms.
Now, is heart disease and strokes, things of that sort, they're all related, but is that on the increase as far as killing our population?
I think it continue to be a number one killer, Bart. Things are improving a little bit as far as the number of heart attack or sudden cardiac death with improved treatment and awareness in the people and, you know, early use of emergency room and so on. But it kills about 400,000 to 600,000 people every year.
Okay? Mm.
And I'll tell you, even as high as 1/4 of the heart attack may be silent, or people may have them during sleep and they die actually without making it to the hospital.
Now, is there something people could do to reduce their risk of heart attacks and strokes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people who have either family history or smoking or have high blood pressure, first thing is they need to make sure they get it checked out and see if they have any plaque in coronary arteries, basically. And if they do, actually, you know, they need to be very aggressive about quitting smoking, walking 4 or 5 a day, at least 30 minutes, eating right, avoiding red meat, fried food, and cutting stress level. Mm-hmm. So all of those things in combination would help to reduce their risk of heart attack and sudden cardiac death.
Now, we have heard about plaque so much. I mean, it's our southern food, I think, that creates the plaque. And if we change our lifestyle, if we start eating better, start eating more fish, start eating less fried food, start exercising, quit smoking, all these things you've said, if we do those things, will the plaque go away, or are we just sort of holding steady?
I think your second part of statement is right rather than first part, because whoever is born gradually, we deteriorate and is going to die sometime, actually. These measures could make some improvement, but very difficult to kind of completely back to the normal. Just to give you an example, if you're 40-year-old, you could do some exercise, do everything. You could look like 30, 35, but difficult to look like 10 or 15-year-old, actually. Same thing is true for the plaque, actually. What are you trying to do by doing these things is avoiding rapid worsening of the plaque or rupture of plaque causing heart attack and death, actually. Cutting down, you're not 100% foolproof, but at least doing those things decrease the rate of deterioration of the plaque, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So either you're stabilizing it, decreasing rate, or maybe improving a little bit, actually. But it's very difficult to completely eliminate the plaque by trying these things, actually.
So what you really need to do is to get some good habits while you're a teenager.
Well, absolutely. before those seeds are put in, you need to try absolutely best, actually, you know. And once you have heart attack, it's kind of really kind of late. So prevention is much better than trying to deal with the complication which has already happened.
And I mentioned that part about the teenager. I wasn't sure what your answer was going to be. I was hoping you were going to say, well, yes, if you start changing your lifestyle, you're going to start cleaning your body up. But you're saying you've already messed up, but
yeah,
you can maybe prolong the problems a little bit longer. But what I'm saying as a parent, you are the ones who set the role model for your child.
Absolutely.
So try to get them to exercise, and in this world with the computers, that's a challenge.
Oh, absolutely. And television and computer, actually, mm-hmm, and phone, actually, you know. It just becomes very difficult for them to do the right things, actually. And you're absolutely right. If parents are doing something, it's a passive learning. They learn by just seeing what the parents are doing. And, the mom preparing good meal at home would help them to eat healthy, actually, and telling them, you know, what is healthy, what is not healthy, rather than just, ignoring these things, actually.
Now, when I think of Dr. Rishi Saxena, I think of the 64-slice CT scan. It just comes to my mind. This is the man who brought this to Murfreesboro, and I can tell people, Dr. Saxena, 64-slice CT scan, but I really don't know what that is. What does that do? Why is that important?
Okay, absolutely. One thing I want to tell you, we have upgraded our scanner in last 6 weeks to, it's 264, so it's close to like 128 slice.
Wow.
CT scanner, actually.
So that's even more focused on being able to see the problems.
Sure. And we were the first practice in the state of Tennessee to bring this scanner. And just to explain what this scanner is, this scanner has a resolution of 0.5 millimeter.
Mm-hmm.
So any x-rays generated by x-ray tube go through your heart and pick up any kind of calcium or blockage. And the detectors, which are 64, which covers almost 3 to 4 centimeters of the heart, and would pick up any kind of plaque in that area, actually. And this technology became available in the United States in about 2005, and we were the first practice in the state of Tennessee to bring that in 2006. even local hospital didn't have it. Now we upgraded to the dual source CT scanner. And by this, we could identify plaque very early. So that way, we could take action to cut down risk of heart attack and death. And that's my mission. I mean, you know, one, bring this technology here in Rutherford County and then make it available pretty inexpensive so people could go through it. And then rather than, you know, to work on treatment, try to prevent this thing from happening. And that's the key, actually, because by prevention, actually, you're cutting down major catastrophe, which could kind of take a toll on individual and the family.
Now, we've already said that sometimes heart attacks and problems related to the heart system are not always detectable. And of course, when we start feeling problems, we always, I think as a society, we say, well, let's wait and see what happens tomorrow. Will this, you say this early detection of problems with the plaque in your body, can that actually save your life? Will it let you know I need a stent or I need a bypass or something?
Oh, absolutely. That's the purpose of scanner. And in fact, last few days, one or two doctors, I mean, I've seen more doctors for the heart disease than anybody else in Murfreesboro, actually. And sometimes they just ignore it, little shortness of breath, going upstairs, thinking that it's just getting old. And then, you know, sometimes they make a call and then they realize they've got such a bad disease needing open heart surgery or so many stents, actually. So I always tell them, I mean, you know, you are courageous to make a call to find out actually this thing is going on in your heart and we could save your life. Because if you would have ignored it a few more days or a few more weeks, you might not be there to talk, actually. So
many people don't have insurance these days. Are we talking about this thing costing an arm and a leg to have a scan done, or is it affordable?
Well, it's very much so, and we had made a point from day one, actually, that we would lower the price. I mean, normally it's about, you know, $300 just to get the calcium score done, actually, and just for the people of Rutherford County, we have lowered it to just $100.
$100, and this can save your life.
Absolutely, what? I mean, you know, this is the technology which would find out if there's like any calcified plaque in your arteries, and if there is plaque, then you do everything aggressive from heart attack or sudden death to happen.
Now, does plaque also enter into strokes? Because somehow heart attacks and strokes, I've heard, are related. Are they related?
Oh, absolutely. The same process, actually. The heart attack, the process is happening in your arteries of the heart. While the stroke, this thing is happening in carotid arteries and other arteries called vertebral arteries going back to the brain or small branches thereof, actually. So it's the same process which is causing heart attack, same process happening in the arteries of the brain causing brain attack, which we call it a stroke, or could happen in the kidneys, or you could have same thing happening in the leg causing you a pain during leg, and you may lose leg because of that.
Wow. I'm hearing people sort of mixed statements, and I don't know what to do. People are saying, well, you need to take an aspirin every day. Is that important? And if it is, why?
If you have a plaque, you want to make sure, you know, your blood kind of travels through those arteries or capillaries smoothly and is not hindered by those plaques, actually. Because those plaques may cause blood clot to form on top of that, and by taking aspirin, you're thinning the blood. So your blood could pass through those arteries and branches of it so that you reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke.
Dr. Rishi Saxena, the heart doctor, is with us this morning. And we're going to pause and check on the traffic and weather. And when we get back, we'll be entering the segment of the program where we open up the phone lines. And if you have a question, call us. 893-1450. If you've been feeling a little bit funny, don't wait to see if it goes away. Call us. Please call us. 893-1450. Dr. Rishi Saxena, the heart doctor here in Murfreesboro. is with us this morning. 893-1450. This is your chance to talk to the heart doctor. This is your chance maybe to add some time to your life. We'll be right back.
My world crumbles when you are not near. I may appear to be free, but I'm just a prisoner of your love. And I may seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front. Just a fun. Hey, I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro is your service headquarters. Whether it's tires you're in need of or a complete engine rebuild, Ford of Murfreesboro is there for you. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today and get your vehicle running right. Ford of Murfreesboro sells genuine Ford parts to repair your vehicle by factory specifications. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad Street at Northfield Boulevard, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. On Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We've got traffic easing just a bit this morning on O'Fork Parkway at Bridge Avenue, O'Fork Parkway at Chapin Place, O'Fork Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96. Traffic easing there. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial. Also, South Church at Barfield with traffic easing a bit, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway with traffic easing there. Tennessee's largest Nashville flea market is still located at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. It's open this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Take I-65 at Wedgewood Avenue. Come out for one-of-a-kind shopping experience this weekend. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
For the forecast area, we'll have plenty of sunshine. Highs are going to be in the low 90s. We'll have a south wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, low of 67. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Faluber.
Right now, 72.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
In Rutherford County, more than 4,000 youth participate in 4-H educational programs each year. This is 4-H agent Michael Shirley, and I encourage you to support the 4-H Youth Development Program here in Rutherford County. Contact the Rutherford County Extension Office at 898-7710.
Well, good morning and welcome back. We're here today to help you. Dr. Rishi Saxena, the heart doctor, is with us this morning. Our phone number is 893-1450. That line is open right now, 893-1450. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Saxena. How are you today?
Just fine, Barton and Dr.
Saxena. Hi.
I was calling to let the people know that I believe there are too much processed food. With my situation is with my heart, I had a heart attack at 36 after delivering a child over a year before. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, I have the allergy to chemicals in any prepared food, so I am very healthy by eating basically frozen vegetables and things that way, staying away from high fructose corn syrup. Is that the benefit I'm having here for my lifestyle? And I'll have a birthday here in 82.
Hey, way to go. So it must be working. That's great.
That's wonderful. You know, I'm really amazed with your story. And that tells me, you know, people who have heart attack early and with trying all the good things, they could change their pattern of the plaque rupture and so on. So you've done remarkably, and I'll commend you on that. Okay.
I was just lucky, doctors. I've seen it that I was in a teaching hospital, and when they unblocked my urethra that was blocked from a fall previous year, that I was there, and that's when I had the heart attack, and the cardiologist was going down the hall. That's what saved my life. And
wonderful.
I was able to spend more time with my family.
That's great. That is great. And so you would encourage people to change your eating lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Very good.
It might be nice for your every now and then, but Dumas has got excellent food, obviously, for their company. And the main thing is that processed food that you stick in the microwave or in the oven for a few minutes or an hour or so, and then you pull it out. Yeah, it's ready to go, but you had nothing to do with it, and you have no idea. When they see these expiration on these boxes, it says expiration date. It's because of the chemicals that are in it are changing, and that's the same thing you're putting into your body. You should not be doing.
Very good. Thank
you. You're absolutely right, Ekli. You know, and I thank you for the call, Ekli. One other, thing I want to offer, Ekli, for next 1 hour, Ekli, for listeners of this radio station, if you call us at our office at 896-4800. We'll lower that $100 to $50, actually, for calcium score and finding the plaque, actually. So just tell them, actually, you know, that I offered this, and for next 1 hour, if you call my office, rather than charging $100, we'll just charge you $50, actually. And
great.
That number is 896-4800, actually.
896-4800 instead of $100. $50.
Absolutely, for next 1 hour.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Good morning, you're on WGNS with Dr. Saxena.
Is that me?
That is you, good morning.
Yes. I want to ask you something. Of course, I just went to the hospital recently, and they run a test and everything on my heart. They said that I had a good heart, but I just wonder if the test that they use there is as good as the one that Dr. Saxena has.
You know, nobody has 128 slides of scanner, which we do, and the test they do in the hospital, a stress test, could miss the plaque sometime as much as like 20 to 30% cases, actually. So my thinking is, if you want to check the plaque from early, which is not causing obstruction, yes, the stress test is not the test to go through, actually. I think best thing is to find the plaque early with the CT scanner, and then keep a watch on it. Because I'll give you two examples. I mean, the Bill Clinton was having a stress test every year, and they told them everything is okay. So the guy keep eating burger and all the bad food, and then they found out he had blockage almost in all the arteries and had to go through open heart surgery and so on. And there was a guy at NBC called Tim, actually. He had a stress test 2 months before. He was coming back from London in a flight. He works for NBC, and all of a sudden he died, actually. So what President Bush did was, went through the CT scanner, so that he doesn't have to go through what Clinton went through, actually. So my thinking is, a stress test missed plaque in many instances, and I think it'll be good to find out plaque from the CT scan rather than just with the stress test.
Well, I've been there too, but it's been 2 or 3 years, and I know I had a little calcium.
Sure.
But I want to come and have it done again.
Absolutely.
And let me ask you something. What about an enlarged heart?
The enlarged heart could happen because of you have some damage because of blockage or high blood pressure or stress or overweight.
Well, see, I know that heart attacks runs in my family, and I've outlived all of my brothers and sisters that had those heart attacks and the heart surgeries. But I'm very conscientious about what I eat. I'm very conscious. I'd rather have just vegetables, and I don't eat a lot of meat. And if I do, it's fish or chicken. And I don't like fried foods. I just don't do it. I like it as good as anybody, but I just don't do it. But my husband, they say, has an enlarged heart, and they're going to run a ultrasound on it, the doctor. Well, what if it doesn't tell you anything that much, then you don't need that. You need you.
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, ultrasound is helpful sometimes to see if there's any leaky valve within the heart or not, but it would not find out the plaque. And I do commend you for healthy lifestyle, eating right, and avoiding all the temptation, which is very difficult even in some doctors.
It is. It's hard to eat because, you know, you have to be very, very careful with what you eat.
Sure.
And I knew that this disease runs in my family.
Sure.
And they're all gone. Sure. And here I am, just about 80 years old, and I'm still here.
Because you're doing everything right. That's why you're here.
Well,
and you're fighting, you know, the process called vascular cancer by making sure you eat right and avoid all the temptation which food industry give it to you, because healthy food is more expensive and there's always temptation for fast food and so on.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing the right thing.
Well, you said you offered it for $50 if we call within an hour.
Correct.
Can I call and make one for me and my husband too?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be glad to do it. Just call 896-4800, and I've not even told them, so just tell them, Mickley, that I've offered this, and they'll be glad to honor it.
I'll be glad to, because I've been there. I've been to your place before. And I came out all right, except I did have a little calcium, because I have that picture.
Sure.
They showed me that score.
Sure.
And so I want to get in there and get it done.
Okay, sure.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Sure.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. $50 for instead of the regular price. That's
Absolutely.
Half price.
Yeah, got it.
And that's just today, for the next hour.
Yeah, for listeners of your radio station here.
Okay, 896-4800. That's a call that could save your life.
Absolutely.
Or that of a loved one. 896-4800. Let me ask you, because she mentioned she had been there before. Does your plaque change? I mean, could you not have a problem one time and then you've continued to eat the wrong food, and then the next time you check it, hey, you've got a blockage. Does it change? And if so, how often should you have this checkup?
If you have a plaque and you do not do the right thing, plaque would keep enlarging and it could rupture and cause heart attack. So I think once you find out you have plaque, we recommend if there is plaque, every 5 years you need to get it checked out to see whether it's progressing. And do everything possible after you find out you have a plaque to avoid this from progressing. And again, to reiterate, eating healthy, avoiding red meat, avoiding fried food, exercising and cutting the stress level, controlling blood pressure, diabetes, and all of these things are going to help to reduce the rate of progression of the plaque.
Okay, now I think we can all pretty well determine for ourselves what is healthy and what's not healthy. I mean, we know when we eat that it's good or bad. You know what's not good for you.
Sure.
But we, unfortunately, that's the stuff that tastes good.
Sure.
But now, I think what we don't know is how much exercise should we do. I mean, is it different for everybody? I mean, should we be out there jogging? Should we be lifting weights? Should we just walk casually around the neighborhood? What is exercise, and how much do we need to do?
Yeah, simply brisk walking, part 30 minutes a day for 4 to 5 times a week. They said is good enough. So, I mean, if you do more, kudos to you. But, I would recommend people need to get off the couch and just start walking at least 30 minutes a day for 4 to 5 times a week. And by walking briskly, they get their heart rate up and they do get benefit. So I think it'll be that is kind of at least that much exercise is necessary to reduce your risk of the heart disease.
Brisk walking 30 minutes or so a day, 4 to 5 times per week.
Correct.
Okay, that's a good way to meet neighbors, too. I mean, we're in a world where people are saying, well, I don't know my neighbor. Well, this is a good way to do that and help you, too. You can't beat it. Yes, 893-1450 is our phone number. Have you changed your lifestyle? Are you about to change your lifestyle? That's what we're talking about today. Dr. Rishi Saxena, the heart doctor, is with us this morning. And reducing plaque, and it changes the lifestyle. You have to do that to reduce that plaque. And the best thing you can do, as you've heard from Dr. Saxena this morning, be that role model for your child. Help them to reduce these problems while they're a child. And then they won't have the problems later on. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Love to hear from you this morning. Your phone calls are making a difference. Your phone calls are giving information on what happened to you. And it's helping others avoid the problems that maybe you faced. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. There's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis.
It's your midday catch-up on information. The Midday Report with Zach Trautman. Weekdays 11 to noon on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
For the forecast area, we'll have plenty of sunshine. Highs are going to be in the low 90s. We'll have a south wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, low of 67. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 72.
Our birthday cake winner this morning, Denise Holman. Happy birthday to you. She wins the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland. Denise Holman. And our good neighbor is Eric Hable. He receives flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts. The person who nominated Eric said that he's always helping and encouraging others as they face life's challenges. If you're looking for some furniture for the house, maybe some bedroom furniture, maybe a living room recliner, maybe, whatever it might be, head over to Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Bell Furniture, it's a family business. Perry Bell started it. He and Linda Ferris, they operate it, they keep the overhead low, and that passes the savings to you. So if you're looking for a mattress, yes, they have the Jameson mattresses. They even have the Marriott mattress. You know about that one from Jameson. Half price every day at Bell Furniture. Don't go somewhere else, but if you go somewhere else, I mean, you know, at least go by Bell and compare the prices. And then you'll see the prices are about half price every day. Why would you pay more? Bell Furniture, 1517 the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Rishi Saxena. How are you this morning? Hello there. Hello. Are you there? Hi. Did you have a comment? Hello, hello. I guess not. Okay. 893-1450. They were waiting patiently, and then they must have dozed off or something. I'm not sure. I hope they didn't have a heart attack. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question or a comment this morning, give us a call. 893-1450. And we're here to hopefully help you avoid having heart attacks. It's frightening, Dr. Saxena. Younger people are having heart attacks these days on a regular basis. I mean, really young people. I don't remember that happening before. What's the problem?
I think the smoking and the fast food industry and sedentary lifestyle, but all three are responsible for having this problem at earlier age. I mean, I didn't used to see the people like less than 40 years old having a heart attack, but I've seen people in 20s having a heart attack with smoking and eating all the bad things and not doing any exercise, actually.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Dr. Rishi Saxena. How are you this morning?
I'd like to say to Dr. Saxena, I want to thank him so much for being there for Andy, because Andy had heart attack, and he, the doctor there, along with Dr. Jackson, and I just want to thank him. And I just want to know, how can you really tell, you know, when you're having high blood pressure and your blood pressure get real high and you don't feel bad or anything, whether you're going to a heart attack or just other problems?
Oh, that's a good question.
Sure. One, you know, thank you for calling. And, you know, I like him. I like your son for so long. I mean, he's such a nice guy, actually, you know. And coming back to the high blood pressure, what it does, it increases the pressure on the heart. So heart dilates and sometimes it fails and causes congestion in the lungs. So you cannot breathe, actually. It's like trying to put a narrow pipe in front of the heart and ask heart to pump blood through it, actually. And what you need to do is widen that pipe, lower your blood pressure, and then you cut down the risk of damage to heart and congestion in the lung, actually. So there's a condition called congestive heart failure, and what that is, you cannot breathe because of fluid in the lung, and high blood pressure could lead to that condition. So you need to be very careful to control blood pressure and maintaining top number below 140 and the bottom below 90, actually, to avoid these things from happening.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your information, and have a blessed day.
Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it, actually. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. 893-1450, a program about you, a program to save you, to save your heart. This program is full of heart this morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Rishi Saxena. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. I'd like the phone number of the doctor so I can sign up for the plaque test.
Okay. What is your phone number?
Again, you know, for next 1 hour, I would say till 10 o'clock, if anybody calls at 896-4800, we would reduce the already low price of $100 into $50. So all the listeners of this radio station and residents of Rutherford County could benefit finding plaque early. and take some action to prevent heart attack from happening. Once again, that number is 896-4800, and our lines are jammed, so you might have to call a few times or wait, but we appreciate that, everything.
Well, thank you so much. I have AFib and have had it for years, but I exercise. I'm from the Oregon coast, so there's a lot of exercise on the beach and this type of thing, and my diet is good and everything, but I'd like to have this test just to make sure all is well.
Absolutely, and you know, I commend you for taking an initiative to make a phone call and being so much health conscious, and let your family member also know about this deal, and we're trying to prevent heart attack from happening and sudden cardiac death from happening, and that's our mission.
I certainly will, and thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our phone number. We have just a few minutes left, about 5 minutes left in the program. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Saxena.
Yes, Bart.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask a question,
sure.
too. Does this CT scan cover the aorta that's in the stomach?
Sure. Yeah, let me just tell you. It could do scanning of from head to toe, any small artery, as much as a tiny branch. Aorta, it could visualize really good, so we could see if there's any blockages or aneurysm in the aorta. And as you know, aneurysm could rupture and cause sudden death. I mean, you may remember the guy in Three's Company who was young. All of a sudden, he had dissection of aorta and aortic rupture and died, actually. So I think it's a good test for finding if aorta is dilated or narrow or aneurysmal.
Okay. Can you have that done if you have a pacemaker?
Yes, we could do it. And we probably had to put a diet rather than just calcium scan. So, yeah, we'll be glad to do it. Check out, make sure there's no aneurysm, there's no blockages, or no dissection, which could kill you sometime.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Let's take another call here. You're on WGNS with Dr. Saxena. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Dr. Saxena, I've got, my wife is having some issues with blood pressure. And she also has a lot of foot and leg pain at night. She's got some edema in her feet, and she's also got a history of blood clots. She's been on Luvenox shots for blood clots, and she never smoked. She is overweight some. And could the edema be caused by plaque?
Edema could be caused by mostly the blood clot, which could form on the top of the plaque, or the veins could get dilated and the blood clot could form. So all the water which drains out the leg doesn't go up to the heart, so that it get congested and cause leg swelling. So we could do that. We could order a test to make sure that clot is not progressing or is still there or not. And other thing would be, you know, pain in the leg could be because of plaque blocking the arteries of the leg. So, you know, we could check that out also. So not only the heart, we could check plaque from the head to toe anywhere in the body, actually, with this scanner.
Okay. So the plaque doesn't necessarily have to be in the heart. It could be in the legs as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. That's why you have seen people losing their leg or having a gangrene of the foot or ulcer. So that is very important. I mean, you could have a stroke, heart attack, and lose your leg because of plaque.
Yeah. Well, I'll get her in there to see if I can get through on your line. It's 896-4800?
You got it, actually. 896-4800.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. We are out of time, and Dr. Saxena, thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for helping all of these people. I just feel like we've done something positive this morning. And between now and 10 o'clock, call that number, 896-4800. And Dr. Saxena is cutting the price of that CT scan to half.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to make sure people who are reluctant, even with the low price of $100, have an opportunity to get the plaque checked out, and we do something to prevent heart attack and death from happening.
$50.
Absolutely.
$50. And if that makes a difference in your life, man, That's the best $50 you ever invested. That's a chance to be with your children and grandchildren longer, a chance to be with others that you love. Dr. Saxena, thank you again for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Dr. Rishi Saxena visiting with us this morning here on WGNS. Truman Jones is next. Stay with us.